Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2024, 9.06 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Well, it is a Thursday, which means we've got a special guest joining us. Joining us now, reporter with the Times Independent, Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning, David.
Hey, thanks for taking some time to join us. We're always talk to someone with the Times Independent as they put out a new edition of the newspaper. And here to talk to us now, Sophia. What's in this latest edition, Sophia?
Yeah, the biggest story that I had this week is about another roadwork project that is getting started in Moab next month. Yes, you heard me right. It's going to be a two-year construction project on the LaSalle Loop Road, so I guess a little bit actually south of Moab in San Juan County. But there will be weekday closures along portions of that road this year up until probably about December.
Well, very good. Is it going to be paved, or what's the project?
Yeah, they're basically just upgrading the road, making it better. Anyone who's driven it knows that there are a lot of potholes, you know, crumbling pavement, not very good markings, if any markings at all. So they'll be repaving the road, doing maybe a little bit of grading work, adding new signage and new markings and improving drainage features, just generally making it, you know, a better experience for folks.
Oh, very good. Well, yeah, that's right there on the front page. You got a lot of other news and happenings. What else is in this latest edition of the Times Independent?
Yeah, we also have a feature story about the Youth Garden Project. That's a local nonprofit here in town that acquired the Moab Community Gardens this year after the manager of that volunteer-run program moved out of state for a job. So really exciting that the community gardens are going to be kept going and kept sustainable.
Yeah, that's great. Well, very good. A bunch of other news as well. What else is going on in Moab?
Yeah, it's hard to narrow it down. I'm just scrolling through our website right now, and there's just a lot going on. In other kind of big hard news, Moab City and Grand County have avoided most of a 2022 lawsuit that was filed against them by about a dozen local OHV businesses, as well as Blue Ribbon Coalition, which is a motorized recreation advocacy group. A judge recently agreed to dismiss all but one claim, which means I believe 11 claims were dismissed, and the threat of large damages, you know, the plaintiffs were originally seeking $1 million from the city and county, that threat is also gone with the dismissal of the 11 claims.
Wow. Yeah, that's big news then. That'll be interesting to follow, I guess, what remains of the suit. Very interesting. What else is going on in Moab?
Yeah, we also have a pair of stories about local updates and happenings in youth sports. In one story, the Utah High School Activities Association approved esports as a new approved activity starting in the 2025 to 26 school year. There's going to be a season running from January to April, and Grand County could field its own team. I don't think it's been, you know, discussed at too high of a level yet, but could definitely expect to see more conversations about that down the line. And then in the second story, referees are also sorely needed for high school sports. They are paid. You can read more about that, you know, online or in the paper if you're interested in helping out and making some money.
Yeah, very good. I read both those stories. Pretty interesting. I know that Whitehorse High School and San Juan High both had esports clubs, so it'll be interesting to see if they get some participation as well. It's an interesting move, and that's very good. Well, again, there's a ton in the Times Independent. You know, we're just barely scratching the surface this week. There's a bunch of stories, opinions, articles, photos in the Times Independent. Again, I don't think we'll get to everything, but anything else you'd like to highlight this morning, Sophia?
We do have a really good feel-good story with some very cute photos about an owlet, a baby owl that was saved in Spanish Valley last week after the insane windstorm that we had. So I would definitely encourage you to check that one out, if only for the cute photos.
Yeah, those are great photos. I'm looking at them now. Well, very good. Again, there's always a ton to check out, and this week's edition is no exception. It's the latest edition of the Times Independent is available now at online at moabtimes.com. Of course, you can get it throughout the area as well. We've been speaking with Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent. Sophia, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Don't miss the Cortez Gun Show, April 19th through 21st at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. Vendors from all over the Four Corner States will be on hand showcasing a wide array of products for gun enthusiasts. Admission is $5 per day. Kids under 12 get in free with an adult. Doors open at 4 p.m. on Friday, 9 a.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. on Sunday. It's Montezuma County's original and traditional gun show, sponsored by the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club. The Cortez Gun Show, April 19th through 21st at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. For more info, call 970-529-3747 or visit CortezGunShow.com.
Choose the best broadband internet with Emory Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month. Add a phone line to any plan for just $10 a month. Plus, bundle cable TV to any internet or phone plan. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2024, 9:15 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio now with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And feels like spring out there, Bill.
Yeah, and it's gonna get a little nicer, too.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. I've been looking at snowpack. As you may know, I'm a little bit obsessed with it. But hasn't really started to flow yet. But it will after a day or two of this.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us a bit. I know you've done some looking at the snowpack.
Yeah, snowpacks are starting to fall in the low country, but really the runoff hasn't started in earnest yet. They're still peaking at the highest levels. In southeast Utah, the snowpack is currently 139% of average, while southwest Colorado measures are currently 106% of average. Generally doesn't peak at Wolf Creek Summit, which is the highest point in our area, until the end of April, so we still have a little while before it peaks in the high country. Camp Jackson, which is a snowtell station just west of Monticello and north of Blanding in the Abajo Mountains, currently holds more than 10 inches of water in the snow. Peaked this year at 15 inches on March 21st. On an average year, the snowpack at Camp Jackson generally peaks on March 14th at 13.6 inches, so the peak this year was 110% of a regular year. So it's pretty good. Of course, we turn our attention from the snowpack to the reservoirs, what holds the snowpack over time. McPhee Reservoir, just north of Cortez near Dolores, is 76% full today. The water level today is 27 feet higher than 1 year ago today, so it's pretty good. Of course, it hasn't started to rise yet, but it will soon. Last year at this time, we were just coming off that incredible winter, and it warmed up a little bit sooner. It was rising more than 2 feet a day at this time last year, but still 27 feet higher today than it was last year at this time. Lake Powell, similarly, sits at 3,558 feet, which is 38 feet higher than it was a year ago today. It's still only 32% full, but it'll be interesting. The 34 large reservoirs upstream from Lake Powell, so McPhee is one of them, they're currently at 76% of capacity. So they're significantly more full this year than they were last year. So as a result, once the water starts to run, it'll get to Lake Powell relatively quickly. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens to the Lake Powell water level this year as the snowpack starts. So anyway, it's pretty fun. Focus turns on weather. I don't know if you notice this. Do you watch KSL TV at all, David?
Not often.
They have weather every night. And one of the screens they show on the weather are current conditions for the entire area. Of course, it's Salt Lake based, but it includes Denver and Las Vegas and Los Angeles and Seattle, all these huge major cities. And for some reason, it also includes Monticello. Maybe because, I don't know, but Monticello is always listed. It cracks me up. Two things interesting. One, the fact that they list Monticello among a list of cities that all have more than 1 million people in them. Secondly, how often the coldest current temperature of all those cities is Monticello.
Yeah.
It also lists Great Falls, Montana, and Cody, Wyoming. So some areas that are renowned for not being very warm, but Monticello quite often is the coldest on that chart.
Huh. Well, it's warming up today. It may still be the coldest, but it's still pretty nice. Well, very good. Well, you know, the talk of the reservoirs reminded me, this is outside of our listening area, but it's potentially a big story. The Panguitch Reservoir has got a 60-foot crack in the dam, and there's warnings potentially that could burst and have a huge impact on the residents there in Panguitch. So that's something that we'll be interested to follow from afar. I guess that they've got crews already working there trying to patch the crack, and they've got an evacuation plan in place. If the dam did burst, they'd have about 2 hours for folks to evacuate from Panguitch, but kind of a wild story there. I guess the dam was built in the 1800s, but the top portion that's cracked was added in about the 30s or 40s. So kind of a wild story there. And hopefully it ends well. As again, they're working to secure it and. But it's quite the situation.
Yeah, that really is. Interestingly for me, at least, is Panguitch is in our listening area. We broadcast off of Abajo Peak, and every once in a while we'll get a call or a message from someone in the western side of Utah that gets our station clearly. Brian Head, you can get Red Rock 92 from the ski resort at Brian Head near Cedar City. But Panguitch... which that's up there. If Panguitch was on the KSL list, it may be the coldest place. Mm-hmm. It gives Monticello a run for it. But they're watching that closely. Of course, a town similar to our communities and that rely heavily on reservoirs, and that's the water for irrigators, but also for the city too. So that's going to be one to watch closely.
Yeah, kind of an interesting story. And again, like we say, hopefully ends well. But that's big story, and again, hopefully it becomes kind of a nothing story because they're able to fix the dam, but it could end up flooding that city, and so the folks are there ready to evacuate it, you know, a given notice. So yeah, kind of an interesting deal there.
Yeah, it's over 8,000 feet altitude there at the reservoir, so the runoff hasn't really started in earnest there either, and so it'll really be interesting once the snow starts to melt, what it's going to do, because all that water flows right through that dam.
Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. A report out of the Cortez Journal, Bailey Duran for the Journal, writing about some grants that the city's received. At the end of March, Cortez was named one of 11 Colorado communities to be accepted into the Community Business Preservation Program, programs designed to support businesses with strong cultural and historical ties to the communities across the state. City of Cortez reviewed applicants. City of Cortez was one of applicants, and they were accepted. And then the city has since reviewed applications for the $179,000 through the program. Six businesses in the city of Cortez chosen include High Desert Life Outdoors, Love on a Hanger, Merriweather Home and Market, Nora Dene Trading Company, Turquoise Raven Art Gallery, and the Zoo Gallery, all recipients of those grants. So congratulations to them. And interesting story. More information available in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, services for Jerry Cordova will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. Jerry passed away peacefully on April 6th at the age of 93. A celebration of life for Cortez resident William Daves will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, April 13th at Areola Bible Church. Daves passed away on April 8th at the age of 55. Celebration of life for Claudia Bissett, age 70 of Moab, will be held on Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. Steve Cannon, age 73 of Monticello, passed away on February 25th. A celebration of life for Steve will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 20th at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. Funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter, age 64 of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, April 20th at Old City Park in Moab. A celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley is Sunday, May 5th at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez at 1 p.m. And graveside services for Palmer Black will be held at noon on Thursday, June 20th at the Blanding City Cemetery. Palmer, age 84, passed away on March 2nd. For more information on these and other services, please check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertelt Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those mourning at this time. Again, you're listening to 92.7 FM, and our morning show. We'll take a break and be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.
Hello, this is Greg Medves with the auction team, inviting you to the first annual Moab consignment auction this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Old Spanish Trail Arena in Moab. From tractors, trailers, equipment, ATV, guns, ammunition, knives, antiques, and much, much more, we've got it all. Whether you're a seasons collector or looking for a great deal, this is the place to be. Don't miss your chance to score incredible items at an unbeatable price. Learn more at theauctionteam.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
April 13th, New Mexico's premier mixed martial arts organization, Fight World Combat Sports, presents Fight World 34, live at Ute Mountain Casino. A spectacular night of live mixed martial arts featuring Carlos Pacheco, Austin Ford, Gabe Vanelli, Sterling Woods, and many more. Doors open at 6, fight 7 p.m. Visit UteMountainCasino.com for more information. Don't miss Fight World 34, Saturday, April 13th at Ute Mountain Casino. Fight World Combat Sports, where anything can happen.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break. If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts. Locally owned, community driven.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7, 9:27 a.m. on this Thursday, April 11th.
That song we just heard, Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion, is number one song in 1996, 28 years ago today. Written by Diane Warren and taken from her fourth album, Falling Into You, it was the theme song for Up Close and Personal, a movie starring Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer. Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion. This day in history, on April 11th, 1961, the trial of Nazi leader Adolf Eichmann began in Jerusalem. 8 months later, it ended with the only death sentence ever imposed by an Israeli court. On this day in 1970, Apollo 13 lifted off on a mission to the moon. Although scheduled to be the third lunar landing, the mission was aborted after an oxygen tank exploded on the way to the moon. Probably all seen that movie more than once. On April 11th, 1979, Ugandan President Idi Amin, whose brutality earned him the nickname the Butcher of Uganda, fled the country as Tanzanian-led forces neared Kampala, the capital. So it's kind of interesting. Today is Barbershop Quartet Day. Like so much of our music, there are African-American origins to barbershop quartets. They started in the 1880s. African-American men in the South started singing in barbershops with impromptu songs as a way to mingle and pass the time till someone else came in to get a haircut. So that's how a barbershop quartet started. Today's Barbershop Quartet Day. It's also National Pet Day. So love your pets today. There are not many celebrity birthdays today. I had to scrape deep. So here's our celebrity birthday today. Dean Acheson, who was the Secretary of State for Harry Truman.
Wow.
He was born today in 1893. So he was kind of a big deal at his time. They set the course for much of the post-World War II foreign policy for the United States. But I went through a long list, and that's the only one that showed up. If we don't have many celebrity birthdays, that means we have a whole lot of local birthdays. So we got a good list of those today. Happy birthday to Suzanne Anderson, Tori Rice, Doyle Stewart, Keaton Young, Jennifer Stewart, Mike Warner, Lonnie Pribble, Cindy Gersh, Libby Trudeau, and Billy Malloy. That's a good group. If you want to give a birthday shout out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks. Yeah, I've got to say, I'm looking through the famous person birthday list, and yeah, it is pretty lackluster.
I checked several of them.
Yeah.
But you know, and they do list 100 people. It's just 100 people I've never heard of, and if I haven't heard of them, then Red Rock Classic Hits people may not have heard of them. So had to dig deep to find Dean Acheson.
Yeah, I found another one that's similar. It's Ethel Kennedy's birthday, wife of Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, the widow and mother of the presidential candidate.
Oh, yeah. Huh, well, yeah.
She had a whole bunch of kids and young kids when her husband was killed, and she's never remarried. She vowed she'd never remarry, raise those kids as a single mother. But
wow.
Interesting. Interesting life.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Very good. It's news, too. I don't know, AP News maybe mentioned it as well. We didn't mention it at our funerals, but maybe just mention for those in here that O.J. Simpson passed away today.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
I don't think there'll be services in the Red Rock country, so we probably won't announce it, services on the morning show.
No, yeah, we normally don't do celebrity deaths or anything, but just figured that was breaking news. Let folks know, 76-year-old dead after battling cancer. So
wow.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, if you grew up as an NFL fan in the 1970s, there was no one in the world you idolized more than O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden...
That flipped.
Yeah, it flipped. It was about 40 years ago, or 30 years ago, that brutal murder and...
Yeah. No conviction, but evidence.
No criminal conviction, but you got the civil case.
Yep. Well, very interesting. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We're going to send you over to that, and then we'll be back with the sports reports. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our job offers fantastic benefits, on-site childcare. All positions are year-round indoors and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today.
Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including the OB/med surgery. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, scrub technician, sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee, in addition to a part-time surgical services clerk. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include nurse manager, dietary cook, and laboratory radiology and ultrasound technologist. Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org.
The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information.
San Juan County has a number of openings, including Economic Development Director, Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225.
Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné language family club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024, 9:40 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the local sports report. Just one score to report from yesterday. The San Juan Broncos beating Kirtland Central 13-3 in baseball yesterday. That's the only game to report, and then no other games I'm aware of today. Taking a look now at the regional report, regional sports report. Let's take a look. We've got, let's see here, NBA action yesterday. The Denver Nuggets beating the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-107, and the Phoenix Suns beating the Clippers in Los Angeles 124-108. Nikola Jokic with 41 points in the win for the Nuggets. Devin Booker had 37 points in the win for the Suns. Tonight, Utah Jazz hosting the Houston Rockets. That tips off at 7 p.m. tonight. And taking a look at our regional Major League Baseball teams, they've been playing each other. And yesterday, the Arizona Diamondbacks beating the Colorado Rockies 5-3. That game in Denver. Looks like the Diamondbacks are off today. They sit at second in the NL West with a record of 6-7. And the Colorado Rockies, they're also off today. They now have a record of 3-10. They'll be in Toronto tomorrow. Arizona hosting the Cardinals on tomorrow as well. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.